From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, rock. Always go rock. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Scissors. Ah, you smashed me.
Scissors.
It's Thursday, June 26, 2008. It's such a through rock. Why did I throw scissors? So foolish of me.
Totally foolish. One should always throw rock. What are we talking about? Rock, paper, scissors, of course. You know, it's called Rochambeau in Japan and lots of other
actually,
places.
Isn't it called Rochambeau in
Rochambeau
Japan? You're in a singing mood.
I am. It means I'm in a good mood.
So you want to play a little round of rock, paper, scissors?
Sure, but we got to play for something.
All right. Well, we were having this dispute before on America's Best Dance Crew. You had maintained that the Extreme to Live crew was the best, but I said Live for Extreme was the best. So we could let the crews dance it out, but let's...
And we'll just decide through
Yeah, let's play rock, paper, scissors to decide.
Okay, fine.
Now, I'm going to use some advanced strategy on you, I want you to know.
Okay.
And I could also say that I'm not going to lose.
Really?
Yeah, I'll guarantee either victory or a tie.
Are you
I will
serious?
Not lose. I will definitely not lose.
Awesome!
All right,
I accept the challenge. Okay,
all right.
Let's go.
So we go, remember, it goes 1, 2, 3, and then we shoot.
1, 2, 3, then
and,
throw.
And then,
okay.
Then you throw. And as we do this, let's get them going.
Okay.
Now, before we say this, I have to tell you, I know you're going to throw scissors. 1, 2, 3. Who won? Who won? Yes,
okay, fine.
I threw
Kaska
paper
won.
And he threw rock. She threw rock. Sorry. Sorry, hon. I could explain my advanced strategy. That's called the crystal ball gambit, and it worked.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, we're going to get into all the intricacies of why Mike just totally beat my bum in that game.
That was great.
Later, when we talk to, that's right, the national champion of rock, paper, scissors, who's going to the world championships in China this summer.
We should also say that our polar bear listeners have been concerned for some time about climate change. Polar ice caps are melting, pushing them further and further out of our broadcasting range. We're still available online, but polar bears are famously on the wrong side of the digital divide. Anyway, we're gonna tie that all together, and it's gonna make sense how climate change can have geopolitical consequences.
And you're probably familiar with the classic Beastie Boy hit, Fight for Your Right to Make Intelligent Documentaries About Basketball? No?
Yes.
Beastie Adam Yauch has finally exercised said right. He drops in to tell us about the documentary.
He's MCA, and he has a license to kill. And if we were, you know, we did a little rock, paper, scissors between the two of us. We're going to do it with Sean Sears.
You don't want to miss it.
He is a champ. And we'll get today's headlines in just a minute, but first.
People of Zimbabwe deserve better.
President Bush yesterday, adding to the international pressure on Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe to postpone his country's presidential runoff election.
The president called tomorrow's scheduled election a sham and criticized Mugabe for carrying out a campaign of violence against supporters of opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai.
You can't have free elections if a candidate is not allowed to campaign freely and his supporters aren't allowed to campaign without fear of intimidation, yet the Mugabe government has been intimidating the people on the ground in Zimbabwe. And this is an incredibly sad development.
Speaking today in Japan, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice echoed an ultimatum laid out by many world leaders. If Mugabe accepts Tsvangirai's offer to discuss a power-sharing agreement before tomorrow's elections, there's hope. If Mugabe proceeds with the election and declares victory, no legitimate government is possible.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown said he'd push for new European Union sanctions against Mugabe's government. Addressing Parliament yesterday, Brown said Britain will support African leaders who stand up to the regime.
We will stand alongside African leaders who do not accept the legitimacy of the election and who do not accept the legitimacy of the regime and the criminal cabal surrounding President Mugabe.
Some of those leaders met yesterday in Swaziland and called for Mugabe to postpone the runoff and to negotiate with the opposition party.
But some say action from African countries has been too slow in coming. U.S. presidential hopeful Barack Obama signaled out one nation, saying it needs to do more.
In particular, other African nations, including South Africa, I think have to be much more forceful in condemning the extraordinary violence that's been taking place there. And frankly, they have been quiet for far too long.
And for its part, South Africa yesterday said it had sent a top negotiator to Harare to talk through the government's options, including calling off the election.
Speaking separately in London, former South African President Nelson Mandela spoke out on the crisis for the first time, delivering a short but pointed rebuke.
We had seen the outbreak of violence against fellow Africans in our own country and the tragic failure of leadership in our neighboring Zimbabwe.
Meanwhile, Zimbabwe's opposition leader is disavowing a commentary that appeared under his name calling for UN peacekeepers in the country. Morgan Tsvangirai says he didn't write the essay that appeared in yesterday's edition of the British newspaper The Guardian. An aide says the party is trying to figure out how the commentary was given under Tsvangirai's name.
You can go to npr.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get more of the day's news headlines with the BPP's Matt Martinez.